Track 6, and we continue with the news stories. Vinyl lovers are set to celebrate record shop culture. A Newton Abbott record shop is among the hundreds of stores across the UK taking part in this year's Record Store Day. The town's independent record store, Phoenix Sounds, is preparing for the special event, which includes limited edition pressings of EPs and vinyl. The shop's owners, Roger and Marsha Cox, alongside employees Megan and Alice, will welcome record lovers from 8 a.m. at their East Street store. "We're excited and nervous about having our first record store day in our new premises," Roger and Marsha said. "Current circumstances have shaped the way we have had to operate, and even though we're spinning in a smaller space, we want to ensure the spirit of the old premises is replicated, making the new space a go-to for all music lovers across the county." From 11 a.m, Jody Morell is on the decks curating a playlist designed to keep the energy up. Roger and Marsha believe Phoenix Sounds plays a vital role in Newton Abbott's cultural heartbeat, offering music fans a friendly space to discover new releases, unearth hidden gems, and connect with like-minded people.
Coffee pods are now accepted at recycling centres. Used coffee pods are now being accepted at recycling centres across Devon, including in Newton Abbott. From this week, Devon County Council are accepting the items at its household waste recycling centres. The pods will go on to be recycled and produce renewable energy and other products. It follows a new partnership with Podback, the coffee pod recycling service, and Suez Recycling and Recovery UK Limited, who operate Devon County Council's household waste recycling centres. Used aluminium and plastic coffee, tea and hot chocolate pods can be collected and stored at home, then taken to a recycling centre and emptied loose into the clearly marked containers. Bags and other packaging must not be included. Plastic and aluminium pods must be separated as they are recycled at different facilities. All pods collected are recycled in the UK. They are shredded to remove the coffee, with the plastic and aluminium used to make new products such as packaging, car components and building materials. Councillor Jackie Hodson, Devon County Council Cabinet Member for Waste Services, said, "This makes it much easier to recycle them properly instead of throwing them away. It's right that manufacturers are taking responsibility for funding this service and are ensuring that their products are recyclable, and it helps reduce the amount of waste going for disposal. I would just ask people to store their pods and bring them along when they're already visiting a recycling centre, rather than making a special trip."
Date set for planning site building inquiry. A six-day planning inquiry in August could finally bring an end to a long-running wrangle over a massive building site on the edge of Newton Abbott. A government inspector will hear from both sides in a dispute over how water drains away from the building site. Local environment campaigners say that they fear wastewater from Vistry home site at Walborough will ruin the Walborough Fen, which is an official site of special scientific interest and a home to rare plant species. Vistry Homes says the water drains safely elsewhere and the fen is outside the catchment area. In February, a planning inspector heard from both sides of the bitter dispute, which has seen protesters marching across the fields and council workers halting work on the site amid fears the developers had gone too far. But planning inspector Tom Bristow decided the two sides were too far apart to settle it without a full-scale inquiry. It has now been announced that the inquiry will run from August the 4th to the 7th and then again on August the 11th and 12th. During the February meeting, Mr. Bristow expressed concern that Teignbridge Council had chosen to go into the hearing with no formal legal representation. Vistry Homes was represented on the online hearing by Hoe Priorfell County Council Lord Charles Bannister, whose previous cases included the proposed runway at Heathrow and the new Chinese embassy planned in London. Vistry is currently building a phase of what will be 1,200 homes on greenfields on the outskirts of Newton Abbot. The planning inquiry will be held at Teignbridge Council's Ford House headquarters.
Feed birds safely and seasonally. You may have heard this story in other news media. The humble sparrow has once again topped the charts in Devon for the RSPB's annual Big Garden Bird Watch. Nationally, more than 650,000 people took part in January's snapshot of how garden birds are faring, counting more than 9 million birds over 80 species during the count. In Devon, nearly 16,400 people took part in the count, which saw the little sparrow holding on to the top spot and the bluetit remaining at number two, with the starling creeping up one place to number three. The wood pigeon and blackbird took fourth and fifth places, respectively. However, it's further down the garden rankings where a more important story lies. At 18th spot on the list is greenfinch, which has seen a 67% decline in average numbers recorded since Big Garden Birdwatch began in 1979. The cause of these losses is disease, especially a parasitic disease called trichomonosis, which spreads more easily when birds gather around feeders, particularly in the summer and autumn. As a result of these declines, greenfinches are now on the UK Red List. The RSPB's chief executive, Becky Spate, said, "Despite the risks, feeding garden birds remains hugely beneficial. So we're asking the public to adopt simple seasonal changes that will help protect bird health in the long term, with the message, feed safely, feed seasonally. It's important to adjust what we feed our garden birds during the summer and autumn months when there's a higher risk of disease spreading. From May the 1st to October the 31st, people should pause filling their bird feeders with seed and peanuts to prevent too many birds gathering in one place. It's okay to keep offering small amounts of mealworms, fat balls or suet year-round." Other recommendations from the RSPB include cleaning and moving bird feeders weekly to prevent a build-up of potentially contaminated debris and changing water daily. It also recommends retiring flat-surfaced feeders, as research has confirmed there's a higher risk of the disease spreading on them. Becky Spate continued, "We're not asking people to stop feeding, just to feed in a way that protects birds' long-term health."